Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about emotions.
对，今天我们要讲讲情绪，特别是情绪价值。
So emotional value, is that right?
因为这个词这两年用的很多啊，不管是你看什么小红书、抖音、社交媒体，还是我们日常聊天，就经常就会讲到，比如说什么消费购物啊，你花很多钱买一个名牌，那其实它可能不值那么多钱，但是你买的就是那个情绪价值。
So you're also paying for this emotional experience, right? The value of these emotions that come with buying the thing.
对对对，那今天呢，我和 Jason 除了跟大家讲一下情绪价值在英语里要如何表达，我们还会分享很多英语里面和 emotional 有关的说法。
All right, and everybody gets emotional, so this should be really useful stuff.
对，但是在我们继续今天的节目之前呢，还是要问一下 Jason， 你刚刚说什么 everyone gets emotional?就是当我们把 emotional 就是这样作为一个形容词单独使用的时候，它的意思是什么？
It kind of depends, really. But if you see somebody that's kind of really excited or seems like they're losing control of their emotions, we can say they're being really emotional.
就是总之情绪非常丰富，非常充沛，对吧？ So it can really mean anything from, 比如说你看了一个电影或者听了一个什么歌，哦，让你很感动。You can say, oh, I felt so emotional after seeing that movie. 或者就是什么发脾气，控制不住自己的脾气， flipping out, 那个也是 you're being very emotional.
That's right. You could be really excited. You could be really sad. You could be really happy. A number of things, right?
Or angry.
Yeah, or even angry. But losing control there is kind of the key point here. Being emotional. You're letting your emotions take control.
Okay, okay. 好，但我们今天不是要 let emotions take control of us. 好，我们要 taking control of emotion. 至少要学学 emotional 这个词怎么样正确的使用。好，那先来看看就是今天we led it with 情绪价值。那在英语里面呢，它也是一个非常对应的说法，就是 emotional value.
Yeah, this comes from marketing, right? It means those feelings that customers experience or even think about experiencing when they think about buying something, right?
对，就特别是他们跟一个什么品牌接触的时候，然后呢，当一个品牌能够真的 deliver 很多附加情绪价值的时候，那消费者就愿意为这件东西花更多的钱。
Yeah, I think of Apple right away with this, right? Where they have these super fancy, beautiful stores that are such a joy to visit. And so you get much more than the product. You also get this emotional experience that makes you want to come back.
对对，但是呢，现在 emotional value 它也可以是更广的一个范畴，是吧？
Yeah, you could use it more broadly about just like feeling comfortable, bringing joy or even like stability, right?
或者 negative emotion 也可以啊，就如果你的另外一半，你的这个 partner, 他没带给你情绪价值，或者他带给你都是负面 negative emotions, 什么 awkwardness, anger, embarrassment, 这些 that's negative emotional value.
Yeah, it's still in the same category, but it's not positive, it's not a good thing.
Right, right. 好，那讲到 emotional value 啊，英语还有一个蛮像的，它叫 sentimental value.
Yeah, sentimental value is a little bit different though. Sentimental value implies something that you are nostalgic for, something from the past that you want to hold on to.
Okay, 你说这个 nostalgic for something, 就是怀旧的怀念，就这个东西比如说什么小时候的玩具啊，或者家庭的老照片这些东西。
Yeah, something that maybe has no monetary value, it's not worth any money, but it means so much to you, so it has a lot of sentimental value.
Okay. 好，那我们接下来呢，再看看其他关于情绪的一些说法。下面要看的这个是我觉得也特别重要，就是情绪认同或者情绪确认。
Ah, yes, very important. Emotional validation.
Okay, so when you're validating somebody's emotions and feelings, 这个指的是你不一定要同意他的这种感触，但是你是愿意去理解、接纳和尊重。
Yeah, you are making sure that they feel you acknowledging and accepting their emotions. It doesn't mean you agree, but you are at least listening and understanding their emotions.
对，然后你不是那种去论断、批评或者否定。
Yeah, if you were to criticize them right away and say, hey, you're not supposed to feel that way, you have no reason to feel that way, that's definitely not validating somebody's emotions.
对，其实在亲密关系里面我觉得就是经常会讲啊，就是因为男生和女生想法就很不一样嘛、mm. 然后常常可能就会说 You know, I'm not asking you to see it eye to eye with me. I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm simply asking you to give me some emotional validation.
Yeah, it's like the best form of really listening, right? You hear their emotions, you tell them that you hear their emotions, you acknowledge that, right? You've let that person feel heard, feel validated.
哎，对的。然后呢，还有很重要，你要懂得去辨别、识别他现在处在哪种情绪。
Ah, so emotional recognition here.
对，这个 to recognize something 意思就是哦，你 get 他现在是比如是在生气，或者他只想跟你哪怕 complain 一下，倾诉一下，他不需要你给他解决问题，对吧？
Yeah, you're not trying to solve their problems, right? You're just trying to listen and to recognize and identify their different emotions.
啊，对， identify 辨别，或者说 to interpret their emotional cues. Interpret 就是解读。
Yeah, you have to interpret nonverbal cues, right? Because they're not words. So you look at their eyes and their body language and you try to get a feel for what their emotion is going to be.
嗯，对。那这个呢，就需要你有蛮高的情绪智慧。
Ah, yes. Emotional intelligence.
哦，我觉得这几年 emotional intelligence 啊，似乎取代了 EQ 情商，是吧？就以前好像十几二十年前，大家就要高 EQ、高 IQ 什么的，现在好像就更加重视的是这个情绪智慧 ，emotional intelligence。
Yeah, I wonder if that's because nobody knew what the Q stood for in the EQ, even us native English speakers.
哦，是吗？所以很多英语母语者也不知道这个 Q 到底是哪个单词。那么这个单词是什么呢
？Quotient.
What is a quotient?
Yeah, you can just think of a quotient as being a number. It's basically your score, right? With IQ, you have intelligence quotient. Well, you're finding out your IQ score through an IQ test. So your quotient is your test score, I guess, the number.
对对，所以这个 emotional intelligence, 情绪智慧和 emotional quotient, or EQ, 情商最大的区别就是情商我们就说哎，高情商低情商是吧 It's a measurement 就像 Jason 说的是一个 number、mm. 但是情绪智慧 emotional intelligence 它是更加大范围的整个情绪的一种能力是吧智慧嘛 We think of intelligence or wisdom as something very deep and profound
Exactly, and I think that's why having a quotient, a number for somebody's emotional intelligence is a difficult thing to do. It's kind of an abstract idea, right?
嗯，对对对。所以现在你去看很多什么 MBA 的课程里面啊，它都要你学这个 emotional intelligence, 做领导很重要，带团队很重要。
Especially for leaders, you don't want a leader with low emotional intelligence. That can be very challenging.
嗯，好，那接下来呢，我们要看一组对应的英语说法，一个是 high， 一个是 low。
So now we're talking about emotional highs and emotional lows, right?
Okay, 那这个很容易理解啊，情绪 high 的时候，就是很开心，很兴奋，是吧？
Yeah, once again, it's kind of like saying someone's emotional. If you're on an emotional high, right, then you're really excited. It's really intense. You're happy and it's very obvious.
对，通常你生活当中有什么特别好的事情发生了，比如说加薪升职啦，这种什么结婚啦，或者生孩子啦，这种 it will send you on an emotional high.
Yeah, or even these days with social media, right? You post something and you get all these likes and you get an emotional high.
哦，是。然后呢，这儿要注意的是它在句子里面的用法。我们通常会说 you are on, 啊，介词是 on, 而不是 in 一个什么 emotional high。
Yeah, I imagine being on like a wave of emotions, almost like you're surfing or something, right? So you're on this wave, this high wave.
波浪，对对对。然后呢，也别忘了那个 article 冠词，你前面要加 an, 因为 emotional 的 e 是元音。
That's right. Don't say on a emotional high, right? You have to say you are on an emotional high.
对，而且你也不能直接说 I was on emotional high, 就一定要 I was on an emotional high.
That's right. Once again, with the waves, you have different waves coming in at different times. So you're on one of them, you're on an emotional high.
对对，或者像杰森刚刚说的 something will get you an emotional high, 会给你一个，对吧？
Hopefully. Hopefully a good thing.
对，好，那我们来看看它的 opposite, 啊、对立面就是 emotional low.
Yeah, and this is when you're feeling down, sad, pretty obvious, right? When you're unhappy, you're on an emotional low.
对，那用法也一样啊 on an emotional low, 是吧？
Yeah, you could even say in with this one. I think because it's low, it kind of has that feeling that you're like sinking down and inside something. So it would probably be okay to say in an emotional low too, I think.
OK. 好，那如果一会儿 emotional high, 一会儿 emotional low, 情绪大起大落，那就像过山车一样。
Oh boy, yeah, an emotional roller coaster.
OK, 我觉得最近啊，被你们川普搞的这个 stock market, 股票，股市。
全世界吧。
对对对，然后看的大家都是这个 recent developments in stock markets have set many investors on an emotional roller coaster, 是吧？
Yeah, I think sometimes they wake up to an all-time low and they go to bed when it's a little higher, they wake up, it's low, so it's up and down and up and down.
就是情绪像坐过山车啊。好，所以我们中文会说你的情绪像坐过山车。So we actually use the verb to take or ride a roller coaster.但是在英语里面你可以说什么 I'm riding on an emotional coaster, roller coaster 吗？
You could say that, but it might sound a little weird because emotional roller coaster is such a set phrase at this point.
所以更常用的就是什么 being on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, that's right. The preposition here is on. You get on a roller coaster when you go to the theme park, so you are on an emotional roller coaster.
Okay, got it. 好，那接下来我们要看的这个词啊，它用的是包袱啊，很重的包袱来形容情绪上让你有压力或者让你有创伤的东西。
So for this, you can say emotional baggage.
Okay, so baggage. 这个常常在机场什么托运看到是吧 Luggage, baggage 这种。
Yeah, it's like the stuff you have to take with you everywhere you go. So your emotional baggage, right? It's your history of maybe your emotional problems or traumas or something like this, right? And you're carrying it with you all the time like a suitcase.
对，通常 emotional baggage 都是负面的吧，比较 negative 的。
Yeah, when we talk about emotional baggage, it's almost always stuff that you, maybe you wish you didn't have to take with you and stuff that's affected you negatively, that's right.
对，因为 baggage 包袱是很重的嘛，所以它是给你有很多 burden, 有很多负担，对吧？
Yeah, exactly. It's like an emotional burden.
对，就我们常常用到的一个动词就是 to carry, 背着这个包袱。
That's right. You could say, you know, she's carrying a lot of emotional baggage due to her previous relationship.
啊，对，这很常见啊，过去的关系会给我们带来情感情绪的包袱。好，但是希望我们都能甩掉这些包袱，是吧？ We can discard, do away with these emotional baggage. 然后呢，我们都能拥抱，然后也发现，然后也 develop, 发展出更多的这个 emotional intelligence.
Yeah, that's right. Our emotional baggage is often holding us back, right? So it's good to face it, learn from it, and move on. Get rid of that burden, right?
嗯，对，好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊，希望我们这集节目有给大家带来情绪价值。
Yeah, let us know. Does our podcast give you any emotional value? We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, do we deliver emotional value to you?
I hope so, yeah.
Oh, I truly do. 然后我想告诉大家 you guys, 大家的收听大家的支持 deliver full on emotional value to Jason and myself.
Yeah, that's right. It goes both ways, right? Not only do you listen and hopefully get a sense of emotional value from us, we get the same thing from you, and that's why we do this.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢你的收听。还想听到我们聊什么内容呢？都希望大家在留言专区跟我们分享。
好的，下次再见。
Okay, we'll see you next time.